I'm Marco Werman with The World. I bought a new wetsuit this summer so I can surf in the waters of New England, but I wore it only once in August because the water this summer has been so warm. Don't take it from me, though. Just look at the melting glaciers and bleached corals around the globe. And there are other ways we know the ocean is getting warmer. It's just that they're not so visible, like whole species of fish, seabirds, and turtles moving to live in cooler waters closer to the poles. These changes are highlighted in a new report released this week by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. Villanova University ecologist Samantha Chapman was one of 80 scientists who helped write it. So, Samantha, give us the 30,000-foot view here. What are some of the biggest reasons scientists are worried about ocean warming?
The oceans provide a lot of services for us as humans. Some of them are really obvious, like providing the fish that we eat. But some of them, I guess I would say, are less obvious, like the fact that the oceans help regulate our climate by absorbing the carbon dioxide that we put more of into the atmosphere.
So one stat in this report really caught our eye. It's that the ocean has absorbed more than 90% of greenhouse gas heating since the 1970s. But if it had been the lower atmosphere absorbing that much warming, Earth would have warmed nearly 100 degrees. I mean, help us get our head around that.
Yeah, Marco, you mentioned earlier your wetsuit. And I think that if you go to the beach at this time of year, the ocean's pretty warm. And if you went in a month or two, the ocean would still be pretty warm because the molecules in water have a high specific heat. They can absorb heat really well. The other reason why the oceans are so good at absorbing all of this extra heat is that they're just so massive, right? Two-thirds of our planet is made up of the ocean.
So you're saying the oceans have kind of saved us since the 1970s?
They have to some extent. I think that the thing that this report does such a good job of is thinking about what is the cost of that.
So short answer to what is the cost, and then I have another question.
I think the cost is, one, the effects that we're seeing on the species in the oceans. The other effect that's really disconcerting is how this affects sea level rise.
So the other thing this report does really nicely is remind us how interrelated ocean ecosystems are and how one small change triggers many others potentially. One example, explain what happens when species like fish and plankton move north or south to live or breed in cooler waters.
All animals are very reliant on the things that can photosynthesize or make food. And so when plankton move to different places, and for example, the animals that eat them aren't cued by the same cues such as temperatures, but rather by navigating by the stars or by the amount of daylight, then they don't move at the same rate. And therefore, the things that they eat are no longer there.
Yeah. So one animal species moves away. The other is like, where'd you go?
Exactly. Yes.
Samantha Chapman, an ecologist at Villanova University in Pennsylvania, one of the authors of the new report out on ocean warming from the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. Samantha, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Marco.